Welcome back. You're on Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Last weekend saw another successful Writers and Readers Festival come to an end, and one of the many talents on show was New Zealand playwright Tor Fraser, who adapted his play Number Two for the screen in 2005. For his next project, he's returning to the stage with New Zealand musician Don McGlashan. We talked to both Tor and Don about the new show, which they have tentatively titled The Colossus of Rhodes. Here's Tor.
Yeah, it's something that Don was really keen to do with me. He sort of, the genesis came from, I guess, him being asked to do something for WOMAD, and he asked me to collaborate with him on sort of a Blurter sort of style rock and roll slash kind of vaudeville theatre, kind of outdoor sort of, you know, really kind of brassy, kind of bold, kind of big characters and, you know, pantomimey sort of Punch and Judy kind of show, you know. And I was like, yeah, man, that's cool, because we had a great time working on Number Two together. You know, he obviously did the soundtrack for Number Two, my film. And, you know, I was really excited to have the opportunity to work with Don again. It was a bit ambitious to get it on for WOMAD, so we're going to put it on later in the year.
When we were at WOMAD a few weeks ago, we'd caught up with Don McGlashan and talked to him about the new project.
Its working title is The Colossus of Rhodes. It's about a roadie and various things happen to him during the set. What I said to Roger was, look, I'll do you something that I've always wanted to do, which is like tell a story, but have a band on stage and have songs. And it's all got to be really rough theatre. It's all got to be really loud and gross and lowest common denominator-ish. It can't be too subtle for an, you know, because you've got people so far away, which is like something that harks back to Red Mole and Rats Theatrics and some of the old Blurter, some of the old music theatre, rock music theatre things that were going on in the 70s when I was growing up in Auckland. And, the front lawn was an attempt to get towards that, but on a much smaller scale, an acoustic scale rather than a rock scale.
It begins at a concert that Don is playing, and this roadie comes on stage and sort of has a premonition, I guess, that something's going to happen to him. And sure enough, there's an explosion, and he ends up sort of in sort of an afterlife kind of world, sort of halfway between, you know, the living and the dead, and he has to face a series of challenges in order to get back to the land of the living. And whether or not he does is the crux of the thing. And he's guided through the underworld by the ghost of Tex Morton, played by Don McGlashan. Tex Morton, for those who don't know, was one of the founding fathers of the New Zealand and indeed Australasian entertainment industry. He was a yodeling, rope swinging, pistol shooting hypnotist and country and western superstar from, I don't know, like the 30s and 40s. And, you know, we're really rapt to be able to be inspired by his legacy.
Where did that come from?
I don't know where that came from, man. We were just like talking about stuff, and then Don came across this guy, Tex Morton. Turned out that his mate, John Segovia, who's in the Seven Sisters, is like a real massive Tex Morton fan.
What was it? You came up with the idea with him?
Really, it was Don's idea, and I'm the hack guy that comes in and you know, puts the pieces together. We collaborated. He had quite a clear idea of wanting to be inspired by sort of, I guess, European or Western myth, and, you know, use a real kind of classic structure of like a hero going into the underworld and, you know, facing these challenges, you know, and it's real common across the board, you know, all that stuff, you know, it's in Star Wars, it's in, you know, the Odyssey, it's in The Lord of the Rings, it's in Shrek, it's in, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the structure is pretty, you know, pretty classical, but wrapped up in a real kind of contemporary rock and roll kind of pistol whipping thing.
Well, it's a hard thing to do, and it hasn't been much of it. There hasn't been much of it because what you have is you have a theatre protocol, which is that every word should be heard, and that subtleties should be available to the audience, and the audience should be able to see, you know, see somebody's expression change and all that sort of stuff. None of which works in rock and roll. Rock and roll is very much more that, you know, you've got instruments and you've got mic stands and you've got the PA system, and if anybody moves around, it, especially for, you know, white guys standing up with guitars and complaining about their lives, which is essentially that's the side of rock and roll that I inhabit. There's not much moving around, and if there's a story, it all takes place within one 4.5 minute song. I do a lot of that. Yeah. The songs are 7 minutes, some of them, but
Yeah, no, it's like really fun actually. And like I worked on Number Two, the movie, for like, you know, since like 2001, and sort of, you know, only really finished working on it like a couple of months ago, really, given that, you know, sort of followed it all around the world. So, you know, to have the opportunity to work with Don, who, you know, is a great guy to work with, you know, obviously a bit older and been around the block and, you know, real mentor for me. But also to go back and do some theatre, which I haven't done for a long time, you know, it's a really, really cool thing to work on. And the spirit that we're doing it in is very much one of just like, we just want to have a cool time, you know, get together with some cool musicians and good actors and see what happens.
So what exactly is your role? What are you bringing to it?
Well, I'm the writer, ostensibly, but also we're doing it in a very sort of collaborative kind of... we're not very big on the job descriptions so much, so I guess I'm going to be very much involved in the rehearsal process in a sort of quasi-directorial kind of way. I don't think we're going to have a director as such, so Don and I are going to be in charge of making sure everything runs according to plan. I mean, that's sort of the way that my best theatre stuff's always happened. You know, I've been in the rehearsal room, especially that happened with Number Two, the play, and with Bear, my first play, I was very much involved in the rehearsal process, so... Yeah, man, I just can't wait to, I'm having a great time writing it, and had a good little meeting with Don last night and sort of challenged him to actually start writing some music. So he's going to knuckle down and do that in the near future, which is going to be good.
Is it like a collaborative process with the actors as well and the musicians?
It will be, I think, you know, especially the musicians, because the music is going to be very much part of the language of the whole piece, I guess, you know, doing like comedy drums and, you know, big sort of, you know, sound effects and stuff, and we're going to make sure that the band is very much part of the whole sort of show, you know. So
there's going to be essentially my band plus two actors, but the band ends up getting involved in the action as well, and I play a role. I tap the guitar off and play a character and stuff, so we'll see how it goes. I'm really looking forward to it.
And, yeah, you know, he's just one of the great sort of characters of the New Zealand entertainment industry. And as I said before, you know, a bit of a mentor for a lot of us sort of, you know, younger sort of practitioners, and, you know, very, very generous-hearted guy. So, you know, just privileged to be able to work with him again.
And versatile.
I know, and he's got so much energy, man. It pisses me off because I'm like, you know, I'm trying to... He's, like, writing an album, and he's, like, writing, like, stuff for, like, TV, and he's writing commercials, and he's out sailing his boat, and he's building stuff at home and building bunk beds for his kids. And I'm like, man, when do you go to sleep? So, you know, sort of try to take a leaf out of his book. He's looking big too, man. He's been going to the gym, so I don't know where he gets the time to do that, but anyway.
And where are we going to see it first?
I believe at the Taranaki Festival in July or August, early August maybe, and then hopefully other festivals beyond that. But, you know, the main thing is that we're just having a massive, massive time sort of producing it at the moment, so, you know, can't wait for it to come out.
Tor Fraser and Don McGlashan there talking about their new project. Plenty more to come from them, and plenty more to come from us too. We're back after the break on Public Address Radio on Radio Live, worth a visit to Goa in India.